It doesn't click them. It doesn't click people early enough. But when it clicks you and it is time for you to lock in, all these other temptations, all these other things that don't add to where you are trying to go, cast them out. Now, there's nuance to that. I wouldn't say don't date, don't have relationships. I wouldn't say that. That is absolutely not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if the things that you are bringing into your life, if they are not adding to where you want to go, then they are not important. So whether it is friends, whether it is video games, whether it is pornography, whether it is all these other things, if those things are not adding to where you want to go, then they shouldn't exist. Exactly. Then they are not things you should be focusing on. So if I had a girlfriend and my girlfriend actually adds to me, I wouldn't say I wouldn't date her. No. Right. If she comes to me and she tells me, or we have a conversation, she tells me, wow, I like the stuff that you're working on. Oh, then she chips in. Maybe she does marketing too. So she chips in and she adds to us and we build together. That is awesome. And that is where it makes sense.
Let me stop you here for a minute. So if it's your first time watching Connected Minds, or you have been here before but still have not subscribed, do us a favor, because majority of the people that watch our videos have not subscribed. This doesn't help us grow beyond what we expect. So help us by hitting the subscribe button. Thank you. Now let's get back to the conversation.
If your girlfriend, if your friend, if all these other things are not adding on to where you want to go and they are taking, then what are we doing, bro?
that is nicely said. And that is how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But then the reality now, right now, we don't even look at that. That guy wooed that girl because he saw the girl's ass. He saw some things in the girl. And then they don't even spend time talking about life goals or like what you really want to do. They don't care about these things. It's just the fun, the pleasure. That is it. They don't really put it much in their life. So I think if you're not going to do that, as my brother is saying, just don't do it. At least when you are matured enough and you know that relationship is more than, there's more in that than the pleasure, the fun and all that, then you can start going into it. Because until then, I feel like you're not matured yet to even start it. Because if all you see in a girl or all you see in a relationship is the la 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 la, then
the what?
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. I have actually enjoyed this conversation between
you. Thank you. I've enjoyed it too.
You know, this has been the real things I wanted us to discuss. I think there's still one more thing, okay, which I think is very common.
Okay.
It's growing very quickly, which is gambling among young people. Okay. Gambling. Have you tried gambling before?
No, I don't think so. But what is a gamble really? The thing is that we do have conversations like with some of my boys, like what is gambling really? You know, because when someone says they start a business and they put all their money inside, you know those arguments?
Yeah.
Yes, but like gambling, the one we are talking about, I haven't done it before. Maybe it's because of morale, you know. But yeah, I haven't tried it. But I know a lot of people who do. You know, it's fun.
It's fun.
It's a
makes it, you feel alive.
Yes, and it brings you it keeps you coming. Is this video games work the same way as gambling? You know, like a video game that is very addictive, is to some extent it's like gambling. It's the same psychology. It's like you do something. I don't want to say something that is not exactly what it is, but this is what I know. The psychology is that trying to reach for something, right? And you don't know what the outcome is. It's very, very exciting to the brain. If there's a possibility of you winning, even though you lose 100 times, if there's a possibility of you winning, it excites your brain chemicals that go off, you know, and it motivates you to just keep on doing more, you know. So like a lot of these is psychology that is happening, and like it just keeps people inside. And once you start, it is almost as, and once you start and you actually get into it, it's almost as if you can't ever stop. You know, so like a lot of this stuff is psychology. And so I'd advise don't get into it in the first place. But if you do get into it, it goes back to what I was saying before. It's like a lot of people are not conscious. Like, bro, this is your money you're spending. You know, like, wake up. You know, like, wake up. Yeah. Think about it, actually. Like, you are getting 1,000 cedis from one. But how much have you spent? You know, but yeah, it's nuanced. A lot of this stuff is not one-sided. If I say it like this, it seems like it's simple, but it's not. Because the psychology also says otherwise. It's that they will keep coming. They will keep coming, you know? So it's nuanced. But if you can wake up, please, wake up. Because you're wasting money. Are we still time?
Okay, so as gambling, as you're saying, if I, our betting is gambling. So like, yeah, betting, I've bet before, and then I've actually gambled with the card, playing cards. And I think it's had a very good impact on my life, in my entrepreneurial life.
Good impact. That's interesting.
I'm not betting like on football betting, like I mean gambling. So okay. In the sense that, so we all have got different minds. So I wouldn't want to throw dust in somebody's eye so that the, because you, maybe you listening to me might think just because it helped me, it might help you too. Everybody has got how their POV about stuff. So I think I made my loss day. And that's why I never feared losing in business. So I remember it was SHS. That was the money me and my best friend we had on our son. Like, that's what we are going to spend for the rest of the week. So I went to this room, bad boy room, bad boy cell. So like, I just wanted to get my stuff and they were there. So I was just standing there watching them play. And I feel like, oh. Then I like, can we something? So I sat down, played the first bet, we played, I won the second. So I felt like now we've doubled our money.
Right? The chemicals.
And if I looked at the fact that me and this, my brother, my best friend, my brother, we are going to stay hungry, and I've won like twice the money we had. That means you can take us through the next week and the following week too.
Right.
Then let me get more so that we can live. I sat down, we played the game for over like 7-8 hours. At the end of the day, I lost everything.
Right.
I lost all the money, and now that boy insulted me in your life. So how are we going to survive now? How are we? And that was like, I was like, bro, we are going to survive. We are still alive. We are going to survive. So I think what this thing did for me was, as long as I'm alive, if I make, or if I'm willing, if I'm going to take a risk in my business or something, I don't usually let the failure thinking lose my head or my, even though you have to consider everything and all that, but I know that even if I put in all, because that is one thing, up to now I have a brother who is suffering from that. He's been working, and then the work is good, he's saving money, he just keeps saving the money. If you tell him to invest, he's like, it took him a long time to save that money. What if the money burns? Do you understand? But for me, if I study the thing, if I study the business, if I go deep down into it and I learn the thing from Mr. Derek over here, I'll test whatever I have to test. Bro, I'm not scared to go inside. If I lose all, I'm still alive. I can work for money. I'm a very hard worker. If you tell me to sweep this place and you give me something, I'll do it. I'll do it to start making something, to invest in my the things I want to do. Do you understand? So I think that thing, that bets, that gambling something that I lost that day actually taught me something in life, that right now, that I don't gamble. I know how to invest, and when I'm investing, I'm not scared to lose. I'm not scared.
Very, very interesting.
That's interesting.
Very interesting.
I think, like me, for the final thing that I think is plaguing young people, if I had to say one thing, it's fear. This thing that he just described, this story that I just described of him doing the thing, him failing, and then him realizing that you can fail and still live, and the world doesn't collapse. That is what a lot of young people don't have in general. I would even say in general. I think fear is the thing that is stopping people. Fear of how other people will react to the stuff that you are doing. Fear of people saying no. Fear of people saying this thing doesn't work. Fear of your mother looking at you weird. That is what is stopping people. And the way I think about it, and this is like, it is stopping me too. Some of the decisions I want to take, some of the projects I want to work on, I don't go because I'm scared it might flop, or I don't go because I'm scared or it will be cringe. And that is the problem. And I want every young person, Ghana, Africa, to look into fear's eyes today and say, you, I'm scared of you, and go. Because the thing with fear is, it's just ignorance. You don't know. Let me give you an analogy. If there's a snake in your house, you realize there's a snake in your house, you get scared because you don't know what kind of snake it is, whether it is poisonous. The only idea you have is that snakes can kill you, right? So you're scared. Imagine we call an exterminator, someone who actually deals with snakes. When they come, they look at the snake, bang, 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 pick the snake, cut his head, whatever, and then they send it away. The reason why that exterminator can do that is because they are not scared. The reason why they are not scared is because they just know that 90% of snakes are not poisonous, and that this snake that you have in your room is not poisonous. And so they can pick it and go and cut the head. Connected Minds Podcast.